Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws. And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
The Pentagon's annual report on the military power of the People's Republic of China makes clear that China is still committed to communist ideology as it relates to foreign policy. The report outlines how China's military buildup is directly connected to its regional ambitions, which include challenging U.S. dominance in the Pacific. China's military modernization is geared toward developing the capability to fight and win local wars under high-tech conditions. China's military spending will increase this year to almost $70 billion, making China the third largest defense spender after the U.S. and Russia. One U.S. Defense Department official described how U.S.-China trade is an unfair exchange. We give the Chinese blueprints to our nuclear submarines, and they show us their mess halls. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says that the more China knows about U.S. armed forces, the better it develops its military to counter ours. China's military budget has been growing at an annual rate of 17%. Such an investment for such a poor country will pose a major challenge to the U.S. in the future. Signs are clear that Jiang Zemin, Communist China's 77-year-old military chief, still holds ultimate power and has no plans to give it up, even though he has handed over some Communist Party titles. Zhang has retained the final say over the most delicate foreign policy issues and prickly domestic disputes. Chinese party officials and Western experts both say that split leadership has caused increased political repression at home and more dangerous chances of military conflict with Taiwan. Zhang's continued control may also account for a very tight political environment and a captive press. Well, what did we expect? After all, Zhang and the bosses who rule China are still communists, and Mao Zedong is still their hero.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As the last stronghold for communism, China steals our technology, arms our street gangs, and manufactures inferior products. So why does the U.S. continue free trade with China? If you're concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for information on trade with China. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My name is Michael Anthony Perugia. I am running for president of these United States, and I approve this message. People often tell me, I like what you and your party stand for, but I just can't waste my vote. Well, folks, I am certainly in agreement with these sentiments. This November, you should not waste your vote. If you voted for George W. Bush because you had hoped he would make a significant impact on ending abortion, you'd have to be disappointed. Sadly, not one baby's life has been saved by Mr. Bush and his policies. If you voted for Mr. Bush because you thought he'd protect your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, you'd have to be disappointed. The attack on these rights has not only continued, it has intensified. If you voted for Mr. Bush because you hoped that he'd limit the federal government's power, influence, and spending, then you'd really have to be disappointed, wouldn't you? This November, put an end to your disappointment and do not waste your vote. Vote for Michael Anthony Perugia for president. Thank you.
Authorized and paid for by Perugia 2004.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, birthdays are good for you. The more you have, the longer you live. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today is October the 29th, and I was all set up to do a Crash at 29 show today because it was on this date in 1929 that the Dow lost on that particular day.
What was the weather like that day?
What was the weather like? You know, that was before I came to this country. Not very long, but you know, my mother always laughed about that. She said, the crash at 29 didn't hurt us. We went broke in 28, you know. But anyhow, actually, the crash of 29, and I don't want to get involved in this today, was Black Tuesday, they called it. The Dow dropped 30 and a half points, but the next day was Wednesday, October the 30th, and picked up 28 of those points. So that was just the one day that seemed like the newspapers picked up on. It's a long, long story. It took 2 years before the Dow actually dropped 90% of its value. It took 2 years. We're not going to talk about that today. We'll do that next October the 29th, 2005. And I'll tell you why. Because earlier this week, the Wayne Hage case was in the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, and they heard the closing arguments. And Wayne Hage, of course, is the rancher there in Nevada that he's been harassed by the federal government now for many, many years. And he's fighting to the bitter end, and he's taken this to the Court of Claims. And I have with me Ramona Morrison today. She is Wayne's daughter. And Ramona, what happened Thursday?
Well, Derry, it was the closing arguments of the trial, of course, and this is a 14-year-old case in the Court of Claims. And basically, the government got up and argued that there was no right to graze associated with vested water rights in the western United States, and that there was very little water coming to the ranch, largely due to government management of upstream channels, choked, you know, there's willows in the streams and beaver dams and all that that's blocked the water coming to the ranch for the last 13 years. And they are, so therefore they argued there's very little water to pay for. And they argued that the elk, which were transplanted onto the ranch in 1978, that there was no damage associated with those elk or no compensation due as a result of those elk because they were natural species. And so anyway, but I must say that our attorneys did a wonderful job and made the point that Congress had authorized a number of activities through the passage of a series of laws from the 1866 Mining Act on through, and authorized the settlement of the West, authorized the use of these vast rangelands for livestock grazing. And under state law and local law and custom, property rights were created as a result. And as a result, Pine Creek Ranch now has owns a numerous vested water rights, owns the right to graze that land. And basically, what we have in that ranch, and as the judge ruled for us, the court ruled for us, we have an inheritable right to use that land. It's called the fee. And so consequently, our attorneys basically said, you know, if Congress authorized all these activities repeatedly in numerous laws, then those rights, those property rights, cannot just be merely erased by rules and regulations.
Yeah, explain to our listeners how they got erased to start with, because there was no such thing as a BLM. The Forest Service, are you all involved in the Forest Service or the BLM?
Both the Forest Service and BLM have assumed land management authority over that part of the state of Nevada.
Okay, but they didn't exist. They didn't exist very many years ago.
What happened is you have you had the settlers come out here in the West, and we had a different circumstance than you would have east of the 100th meridian. And that is, we have a scarcity of water. And so in the West, we assumed the Spanish local law and custom under Kearney's Code and the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, which basically established prior appropriation doctrine for water rights. And under that doctrine, we basically assume ownership of the water, or claim the water, and by claiming the water, or our predecessors in interest, the old timers, they claimed the range around that water. And under local law and custom, and under old range law that came from Spain, basically, we assumed the right to graze that land. And that has been upheld in local law and custom, and I might point out,
that's what they call
it's so well upheld by local law and custom in the laws of this country that the IRS taxes us on that use. And any rancher in the western United States who owns a grazing allotment, when he dies, he will pay an inheritance tax, or his family will pay an inheritance tax on the use of that, what the government likes to call public land.
Now, that goes back to the old Spanish land grants, isn't that right?
Yes. And it goes back, it's part of the customs of Spain, and it's as old as, go read the Old Testament.
Yeah, let's explain to our listeners what the Spaniards are doing over here, granting us land. But at one time, all this part of the country was owned by Mexico.
That's correct.
And we had a war, and the Mexicans lost.
Right.
And the local people were Mexican. The majority of the people that lived there were of Mexican descent. Isn't that right?
Or more specifically, Spanish descent. Quite
all right, Spanish. But anyway,
Mexican citizens.
Yeah, but anyway, the federal government knew that if they took that land from these people, they were going to have to fight that Mexican war all over again.
That's correct.
So they said, we'll honor these Spanish land grants.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how come the Spanish land grants stand up in court like they do. Now let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
People often ask me what they can do about what's happening in America, and I tell them, what you want to do is tell the most carefully kept secret in America, and let people understand that America was founded as a Christian nation. It was founded by Christians on Christian principles. Of course, this is not taught in our schools, it's not taught in our seminaries, it's not taught in our universities, and certainly never mentioned by the controlled media. But you can help us to get the truth out about America's Christian heritage by setting up an institute on the Constitution in your home, in your church, in your neighborhood. Call the Institute and the Constitution at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. And ask about setting up an Institute of the Constitution. It's 12 programs. Everything's there on the video. All you have to do is, of course, get a group together. Call the Institute and the Constitution at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. Everything's there on the video. All you have to do is get a group together. Get involved. Help us save America.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Ramona Morrison. She is Wayne Hage's daughter. Wayne, we'd love to have Wayne on the air, but you might explain why it's so difficult to get these people on the telephone. First place, where they live, there are no telephones as such, no lines. So everything is cell phone, and you don't even have cell towers out in that part of the country.
Well, I think the USGS identified Monitor Valley, Nevada as the remotest part of continental United States. And we're 60 miles from mail. No power that we don't generate, and of course cell service is spotty, and so
your mother always says, how long is your front door driveway?
62 miles. So I happen to be closer to a landline, so you have me today.
Well, I'm glad. But anyway, going back to these Spanish land grants and the entire system of the water rights, etc. Wayne spent, well, he's been in court for 14 years, right?
Yes.
And he spent much of that time researching the old laws as to why he actually owns that land. And he's done the research on that particular piece of property. And it's obvious through court records and through in this part of the country, you know, we have abstracts on all of our land.
Yes.
Don't they have abstracts out there?
Well, that's part of the problem. This is the first case in a long time, with maybe the possible exception of the Mexican land grant case there in Colorado, Taylor v. Lobato, in which we not only did an abstract of title on all of the fee patented land, in other words, the land on which we have a patent from the United States, but also on what the U.S. government calls public land. Now, you have to understand, in the western United States, there are rights, claims, and interests on all of those lands that, you know, in a good portion of the western United States is what the government labels as public land. But there are rights, claims, and interests on that, and the Supreme Court has basically defined public land as land to which there are no rights, claims, or interests of others attached. And so you could basically, the Supreme Court has said, in effect, that there is virtually very little public land in the United States today. And what we did differently, I shouldn't say we, what my mother did in particular differently and my dad did, was they also identified the rights, claims, and interests on the land on which the government owns the underlying naked title. And that's the water rights, that's the rights of ways, that's the ditch rights, the fences, the improvements.
All right, let's also explain to our listeners that are not familiar with the West what ditches are. Because out here in the Midwest, if you have a ditch, you try to fill it because it means your soil's washing away. In your part of the country, a ditch is a man-made ditch to bring water from point A to point B.
Yeah, and in the arid West, the ditch, you know, ditches are essential for irrigation.
Right, you couldn't get along without them.
No.
And you maintain them just like we would maintain a highway. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Morrison, we're talking about the Wayne Hage case, where Wayne has just held their closing arguments before Judge Lorne Smith and the U.S. Court of Federal Claims. I don't remember where we were. Oh, we were talking about the ditches.
Right.
We were talking about the water situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, kind of bring us up to date. Actually, this, you had closing arguments last
Thursday.
Uh-huh. Yesterday?
No,
a week ago yesterday,
yeah.
Right. See, I already tore my October calendar off because as far as I'm concerned, it's November. Okay, my... Anyway, give us a little information about the court because this is probably the biggest court case that they have ever had there in that courthouse, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, the trial was held in the Reno District or in the Washoe County District Courthouse. The U.S. Court of Federal Claims sometimes will hold trials locally, and although they are headquartered in Washington D.C., so we were thankful not to have to go to Washington D.C. for this. I must say that the court room was packed. We had ranchers and interested parties that traveled from all over the West, including New Mexico. I think we had one from Montana there. I mean, we had to shuffle in and out because there was standing room only. And one of the more, there was a couple interesting points. In the trial, our attorneys were making the point that we had that the ranch had gone from producing an income of about $250,000 a year in 1990 to 1991, producing an income of about $6,000 a year. And I must say, there was an audible gasp in the courtroom when that was brought to...
Well, I don't see why. Why was there such an audible gasp?
I don't think people knew it was that bad.
See, I'm surprised you could make $250,000.
Well,
I mean, there's cattle business, and that's all you have is cattle, is it not?
It was it was a cow-calf operation,
yeah.
But the ranch was rated by the bank as being one of the best ranches in the state of Nevada from an economic point of view. In other words, the cost of production versus was very low on the ranch. Of course, that was not factoring in the cost of government intervention.
But you don't have to, for our cattle people here, you don't have to winter feed.
No, Dad had grown up in Elko County where you have to feed a lot of hay to every cow every winter, and he had learned the hard way that that's not a fun way to raise cattle. And so he specifically looked for a desert operation in which you can run cattle on winter feed or winter range where you never throw out an ounce of hay. And it was a sweet setup.
The sun shines on the rocks out there, and those cows can live on licking the sunshine off the rocks.
Well, I might argue there's some pretty good feed. In fact, those cows were beautiful cows. They were fat, just a beautiful herd of cows. And so there was something out there that they were eating that was pretty good. You all from the Midwest might not think there was anything out there, but there was plenty for them to eat.
See, you would come out here and see all of our fescue, and you'd say, my gosh, those cows are knee-deep in fescue, and they're starving to death. So,
yeah, it's a different feed, and it's amazing what you can feed cattle.
But go ahead with your story.
Another point that was very interesting, it was entertaining, but point makes the point. The government has argued that the transplanted elk, you know, there's a lot of places in the West that have had transplanted wildlife brought in on top of their operations, on top of their ranches, and the rancher is expected to bear the burden and the cost of their invasion on their water and on their feed.
And on their fences.
And on their fences and any damage and so on and so forth. And if they are wolves or bears and eat their livestock, well, too bad. And so, of course, we are claiming that transplanted elk is part of the damages on this case. And the government argued that, well, they're a natural species, so we're not liable for that, at which point the judge asked the government attorney if it would make any difference if he took a lion and let that lion loose in Arlington, Virginia, where he lives, and if whether or not he would have liability associated with that, because it is a wild animal. And that brought a good bit of applause from the audience. They appreciated his observation. But anyway,
he sounds more like one of your attorneys than the judge.
Yeah, well, he's as far as judges goes, he has a sense of humor, and he is entertaining to watch, to say the least. But anyway, it did make the point, you know, at what point does the government assume liability for...
You know, that brings up another point, and I don't want to change the subject, but we didn't have any deer around here 50 years ago or 60 years ago in Missouri. Now, they were originally here, you know, 100 years ago, but they were all gone.
Yeah.
And now they're back in such numbers that they have what they call urban hunts because they move into the cities.
Yeah, and eat the rose bushes.
Eat the rose bushes. But the main thing they do is damage automobiles because people wreck cars daily. I mean, this time of the year, you see dead deer all over the country out here. Now, if this thing works for the Hage case, it looks to me like we could come back with the Department of Conservation and say exactly the same thing with these wrecked automobiles.
Well, absolutely. You know, the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, which protects both due process and property rights and requires the government to pay for property rights, is incorporated in the national government as well as the state government and every subdivision of the state. So,
and we're going to take a break. Mm-hmm. Hang on, Ramona. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aeronizer.us.
The end of cheap oil, says National Geographic. Today, Mr. Smith is with us to answer the question of the week. How will $50 plus per barrel oil affect Americans' pocketbooks?
High oil prices are a troubling issue for investors. It sucks buying power out of American pocketbooks. Oil prices have jumped from $17 in 2001 to over $54 in 2004. Historically, higher oil prices also bring higher gold prices and other commodity prices. Another oil spike could tip us into a recession or worse. I strongly recommend diversifying a small portion of your assets into tangibles as a hedge against the coming oil crisis.
Oil terrorism. Are you ready for it? Find out in Mr. Smith's newest report, Restoring the Standard, free by calling now 800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUY-COIN. That's 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUY-COIN. Get answers. Go to AskMrSmith.com.
This coming Monday, November the 1st, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auctions. He's expecting up to 2,500 head featuring the Winnegan Roundup in Linhart Farms. Winnegan's bringing in 400 head of fancy Angus calves. They'll weigh from 400 to 500 pounds. Most of them, about 100 of them, will be a little lighter than that. They'll also be carrying the white tag and out of registered Angus bulls. Another 250 head will be coming in from Linhart Farms. All will be weighing from 5 to 550 pounds. They're also white tag. Marvin and Monty Reed will be in with 150 head of fancy blacks. Brad Ayers will be selling 100 head. Bruce Crumpacker's bringing in 100 head. Moffitt Farms, 150 head. Taylor Farms, 150 head. Other consigners include Coon Farms, Marion McNair, Jack Compton, Five Mile Farms, Jim Holston, Thomas Farms, Ronald Brantner, and Jerry Goodwin. Most of these calves have had all their vaccinations and been weaned. That's for the special calf sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Market coming up Monday, November the 1st.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who asks, if Jimmy cracks corn and no one cares, why is there a song about him? Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Ramona Morrison, and we're talking about the Wayne Hedge case, and Ramona is part of the Wayne Hedge family. And Ramona, the court of claims and the judge, he's won. I mean, Wayne has won this case, right? Now we're just determining on how much the federal government is going to have to pay him for the damage they've done.
Yes, that's correct. And what has not been well understood, especially in the Western ranching community, but what needs to be understood is that the decision of January 29th, 2002 was the property decision. The case was bifurcated and split into two parts. One was to determine, because the government came in and said we didn't own anything out there. So first of all, we had to determine if Pine Creek Ranch owned any property or interest in property on the land to which the government had the underlying naked title. And then the second phase, of course, was to determine the amount the government owes us. That first decision, the finding of fact of January 29th, 2002, the court ruled twice in a finding of fact. Now, a finding of fact is something that is unappealable. He ruled in a finding of fact that we had title to the fee land. And that's important to understand what that is. Fee land merely means the inheritable right to use. That's why the IRS can tax any family when a rancher dies, can tax the family on the so-called, what the government likes to call, public land, but is actually fee land. And that is that portion of the decision cannot be overturned. And the way we were able to prove that we had title to the fee land is by producing an exhaustive chain of title on the ranch, and that includes on the grazing allotments, not just on the fee patented land. And it's that evidence that is so critical in any of these kinds of cases, is the exhaustive chain of title back to the patent. And but that is the ruling that is the most important to the Western ranching community, and that shows everybody else how to plead their cases correctly so they accurately define what they own in the first place and then accurately defend it. I must say there's been a bloodbath of bad cases regarding Western ranches over the last 100 years. And this is one of the very few cases that has been able to accurately define what is owned and then go forward and move from there.
Now, the government does not want to admit any of this.
Oh, and they haven't ever, they've been in complete denial.
Okay, but when you say this court ruled twice, it is now unappealable.
Right.
So their head's in the noose, right?
That's correct.
Okay, where do we go from here now?
Well, the judge has urged settlement. He has urged it on a number of occasions. I think that's probably a course of action often recommended by the judges of the U.S. Court of Federal Claims. It's obviously cheaper if everybody settles, because these cases run at compound interest from the time the case is filed. But
really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why it's unlike federal district court. You can get a judgment in federal district court, but there's no incentive for the government to settle the case or to wrap it up because there's no...
Yeah, but they're already going to owe interest on 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how high interest was 14 years ago. What does that go back to? What year?
That would be 1991.
Okay, we'd already gotten rid of the 20% interest at that time,
yeah,
hadn't we?
Yeah. So there is an element or a bit of incentive. The other incentive that might be there is when Congress does not specifically authorize the activity, any damages that are awarded, any judgment that comes down from the court, must come out of the agency budget. Now, I think a number of people would argue that these agencies are bloated, and unfortunately, the U.S. Forest Service and BLM have become enormously bloated, that they have enough money to buy cop cars to run around acting like law enforcement officers when they have no law enforcement authority. They have enough money to build Taj Mahals in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, or in Tonopah, Nevada. You know, they're very bloated in all of their accoutrements of the bureaucracy. And so
they just don't have anything budgeted to pay Wayne Hage with.
Well, what I like to see is the fact that this does not come out of the general budget. It comes right out of their budgets directly. And you know what? These are the folks that are putting people out of business. These are the folks that are putting people in early graves, because when you have to deal with the Forest Service and BLM on a daily basis in your ranching business, it's like living with the IRS 365 days a year.
Your mother actually lost her life over this, didn't she?
Yeah, the stress, I think, attributed to her... to us losing her early. And I must say, when you meet with these ranchers around the West, and you see the toll it has taken on these people to deal with the harassment, that this is not something that just has happened to us. I'm here to tell you it's happening West-wide. And I would hazard a guess that there are very few ranchers that don't have a legitimate takings claim against the U.S. government. And the reason is they have destroyed the net profit by their management practices through the implementation of the terms and conditions of the grazing permits. And these folks are hurting. And the interesting thing is that many people don't understand is there is no law from Congress which requires a grazing permit. And yet the U.S. Forest Service and BLM, if you want to get out from underneath that grazing permit and you don't want to sign it, what they do is threaten either cattle confiscations, they'll come and wrestle your cattle or your sheep, or they threaten you with criminal charges. And they basically use threats and intimidation to keep the Western ranching community under the terms and condition of that grazing permit. And it's that grazing permit that they use to tweak your operation so that it becomes uneconomic to run.
Yeah, I have personal associations with several of those ranchers. We sold a lot of bulls back when we were in the purebred Charolais business and shipped them to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Potloads of bulls at a time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I pretty well know those people and what they go through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll say, well, we've got more grass up here on the mountain this spring than we've ever had, and they won't let us turn on to it.
Well, there's no common sense involved. Let's be honest about it. The whole attack on the Western livestock industry, keep in mind that grazing allotments cover virtually all of the federal land in the West. So what that means is...
You know, we have some right here in Missouri.
Yeah.
And Mark Twain National Forest.
Attached to all of that land, meaning if somebody got a grazing allotment, it was because before the BLM and Forest Service ever existed, they had property interests on that land. They owned the water. They had a long-term history of use and a long-term history of paying taxes on it, quite bluntly, and that includes county property taxes. And the grazing permit system is merely a system that has been implemented subsequently by the Forest Service and BLM. But anyway, virtually all of the West is covered with grazing allotments. And we have to keep in mind that the Western federal land is what collateralizes the national debt. And there is an effort for land clearances here in the Western United States. That's what it's all about.
You know, I think it goes a lot further than that, Ramona. You're in the West, and you visualize this as just the West. They're doing exactly the same thing all over the United States.
Oh, that's why they passed the Endangered Species Act. It's very handy on fee-patented land.
Right, and it's very handy on privately owned land.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And now they're coming at us with what they call watersheds.
Mm-hmm.
They have these salt projects for watersheds, and the local people, I've tried to explain to the local people what it amounts to. You can't tell them anything because why? Our government wouldn't do that to us. You know this. They'll lay out $750,000 to a county, and they'll say, oh, we're going to get $750,000. Isn't it going to be great? And in the meantime, they've got the old-timers used to say the camel got his nose under the tent or the
right.
Salesman got his foot in the door. They're there. Then they start adding and adding and adding, just like they did to you guys out there.
Well,
it started out, these grazing permits weren't all that bad, were they?
No, the old-timers, the old forest rangers and guys in the BLM, those guys were probably from a ranch. And they had a fairly friendly relationship with the ranching community, understood how ranches ran. The problem is what we did as an industry is we became serfs on our own land. We still get the privilege of paying taxes on it, but we assume the mentality of serfdom. And frankly, that's happening on private land throughout the United States because people don't know how or don't understand that they have to defend that property.
And it's coming to us through these, like I said, through the wetland projects, through the water rights, the watersheds, through scenic byways. I mean, it's coming from all directions. Hey, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about the Miracle 2 soap products, which we carry at Radio Liberty. Now, we can't make any medical claims for them, but we will tell you that many of the people who use these products do make claims and tell us how the wonderful, wonderful things it's done for them. There is a soap, there is a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizing solution, which some people claim seems to help them as far as their gastric upset, their heartburn is concerned. Well, I can tell you that I've used these products for about a year now, and I'm very, very happy with them. My wife wife uses them, and many of our listeners use them. In fact, we have a large number of people who got started using these, and they have so many uses. If you'd like to find out what the Miracle Tooth Soap products can do, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'll send you the manufacturer's brochure, and of course, if you'd like to order, we have a special introductory offer. Call 1-800-544-8927 and ask for Miracle Tooth products.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Your dad is going, when will he find out what the judge is going to award him? He said they want to settle. He urged a settlement.
The judge urged a settlement. We have a status conference in the third week in November to determine if there's any movement in that direction. Now, after the trial, after the May trial, the judge urged the same thing, and the government responded with a notice of impoundment for our cattle. So I'm not so sure how anxious they are to settle.
Well, they're running. They're scared to death.
Well,
don't you think they are?
Yeah, and
how do they act when?
Well, a long time ago, expecting logic from the government. So I just go with the.
How do they act when they're on the stand?
You know, the government attorney who is now on the case is actually a pretty decent fellow. And, you know, it's good manners in the courtroom. You know, but the government witnesses are very funny because, you know, when you spend so much time trying to manufacture a story or manufacture evidence or out-and-out lying, it really helps our case when they get on the stand. And so they were pretty entertaining to watch because one by one they just went on, you know, they were impeached by our attorneys.
Explain what impeached means.
Discredited.
Yeah. So. In other words, your attorney caught them lying or the story's not jibing right. And
or they don't have the expertise they claim or
yeah.
Whatever. So they basically were, I think every witness was impeached before the trial was over. Every one of the government's witnesses was.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they do? Just go out and get people that they thought they could make up a story?
Well, I look at postal employees. You know, we're not talking about, in many times, the highest common denominator of in caliber of experts and
hey, now,
employees.
Wait a minute here, because we have so many rural mail carriers listening that there for a while we had a rural mail carrier call-in day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because many of the they're not allowed to call in from their car. So on days, I call them these, well, I won't say what I call them on the air, but these days that are just half so-and-so that we, you know, the banks close and the post office closes, but everybody else has to work.
Right, right.
On those days, we would have a mail carrier's call-in day, and we had some excellent calls. We even found one that found a newborn baby in a mailbox when he's putting the mail in.
Oh,
so.
My word.
But anyway, we're changing the subject. We don't want to do that, but... And I heard a little thing in my headset saying there's another commercial coming up. So we're going to take a commercial break here in just about 30 more seconds. When we come back, tell us what the possibilities are. If they don't settle out of court, what is the judge, do you think, going to award? Let's take this break, final break of the hour, and we'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Solar energy, photovoltaics, wind power, biodiesel, it all really works, and you can cut the startup cost by doing it yourself. Learn how with these instructional videos from moreenergy.org. Larry Rice takes you through the process step by step to show how you too can cut your energy costs. Just call 1-800-228-5284 for more information. That's 1-800-228-5284. Reduce your dependency on big oil companies. Take that first step to becoming energy independent. Learn how to install your own solar water heating system, a photovoltaic system, wind energy system, and make your own biodiesel. Books available to make homemade fuel and plans for creating your own dome home. MoreEnergy.org wants to help you implement renewable energy projects. Video titles are $25 each and can be ordered by MasterCard or Visa by calling toll-free 1-800-228-5284. 1-800-228-5284.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Ramona, we're in the home stretch. We have about 4 minutes left. What are the probabilities here? Do you think, just say yes or no, do you think the feds will settle, or are they going to want to take this to a higher court?
I doubt it, but then I'm not very good at reading tea leaves.
You don't grow tea in Nevada anyway. All right, so you think they will not settle?
That's my guess.
Okay,
it's
now,
guess.
What do you think the judge, because this Judge Smith seems to be a very sensible individual.
You mean in terms of damages, the award?
Yeah, what do you think he will award?
It is, you know, it is so hard to tell. I couldn't even venture to guess, and I can't get inside of his mind. So all I know is whatever it is, it's a compound interest, and it's been 14 years.
Even if it isn't very much compound interest at 14 years, it's going to add up quite a bit,
is it not? And we have made it known to the court that we would prefer a temporary taking, in which basically there's several types of takings, but the temporary is wherein the government pays for the lost economic output for a period of years, for the 14-year period.
So you're saying you lost $200,000 a year, more or less, for 14 years?
Yeah, give or take. And
$100,000 a year for 14 years would be $1,400,000. I had to put all those zeros in there. What are we talking?
It's too much math for me.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point of it is that's how those cases are determined.
Do you think you might get enough out of this thing to break the Forest Service?
No, but I tell you what, they are facing, you know, it's already too late for both of those agencies. There are already people whose backs are so badly up against the wall economically, they have no choice but to sue the government. And let me tell you, it's not people's first choice is to sue the federal government.
No, you don't want to sue anybody.
No.
It's no fun to go to court, hire attorneys, and do all that extra work.
But there are a number of cases already lining up and in the pipeline that I think both agencies are facing significant liabilities as a result of their...
Just admit that they're wrong and say, hey, this is a bad deal, we won out. We're going back to the Constitution of the United States of America.
Well, bureaucracy here is as efficient and logical as it was in revolutionary France. You know, there's just no explaining it. But
They wouldn't have a job.
Mm-mm.
Well, you could give them a job. You need somebody to cut those willows out of the ditch.
Or pick the weeds by hand.
You know, they don't want you to bring a dozer in there and clean that out, do they?
No. But, you know, the important thing about this case for everybody, including, doesn't matter where you are in the United States or what kind of property you have, is... The only way, in my opinion, to stop this onerous environmental regulation and punitive regulation by zoning and so forth is to do an exhaustive chain of title on a piece of property back to the patent and own full title on that property, record it in the county recorder's office, and then tell the agencies, if you want to come in here and regulate me, fine, but show up with your checkbook.
You
can't do it without evidence of full title.
And you see, I see this all of the time. The majority of the property that is sold today, I spoke to a banker's auditing organization. The third or fourth time I've done it over the last 30 years. And they have me about once every decade to come speak to their banquet. And the last one was a couple of years ago, and I brought this out. I said, your bank titles, they don't, you know, when I bought property, I bought most of what I have back in the 50s and 60s. And you got the abstract, and you took the abstract to the county abstract office, and they brought it up to date. And then the bank wanted that abstract to hold as collateral on that piece of property. Today, mm-hmm. They don't even have abstracts.
Well, they don't need it because what they have is insurance.
Title insurance, which is
title
worth
insurance.
Nothing.
Well, and if the property owner is sitting there with a title report from a title company, most often it is only color of title.
Yeah, and you know what's most often? About this time every day, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans come back to life and sing Happy Trails. So it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy Trails to you until we meet again. Happy Trails.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699-4328. My Wheat. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.